T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to my Monday edition of The Drive with Bob and Jeff Lutz. We're here till 6 o'clock on a rainy, dreary, depressing Monday. Baseball might as well not even be a sport around these parts because you can't get it played.
Well, it's going to rain today.
Wait a minute. Tom Thurber, wait for your intro. This is a big deal. You get an intro, then you jump in. Tom Thurber, engineering the show, Max Fire producing. Here's Jeff Lutz.
Hey.
That's it?
Yep, that's all I
got. What were you
going to
say about baseball a minute ago?
Nothing, but it's just going to rain all week, basically, isn't it?
It's depressing. Sorry
that it's happening.
I've got to get some games played over there.
Yeah, Saturday.
We got 3 games out of 16 played.
And then it didn't really do much Saturday after
it rained hard.
The initial.
Yeah, but what are you going to do?
We drove out to Yoder on Saturday.
Now, what'd you do out at Yoder?
Had a little Carrots Crossing dinner. It was fantastic.
That's what got into you.
I don't know.
You're starting to spread your wings a little bit. Happening?
Some of those days you just feel like you need some comfort food. You need a little home
style.
So
it was your idea.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go out to Yoder.
Let's go to Carrots Crossing.
So what was the reaction from your lovely wife?
She was thrilled.
Well, finally, you take her out of the neighborhood.
She was excited to do it.
She can get out of the house with you. It's a wonderful moment.
We felt like next time maybe we all get together, as in you and Debbie and Shannon's,
really?
Shannon's parents.
Well, wouldn't that be nice?
We'd probably go out to Carriage Crossing.
That's a long haul for her parents.
Yeah, but they'd do it.
Now, that's right across the street from where you'll be living soon.
Yeah, not too far. Only about 30, 35 minutes now, so pretty good. Pretty good.
So it's about, that could be your hangout.
Might as well be.
They're over at Yoder, Kansas.
Pop on K96 and head over.
869-1240. That's the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. As you well know, we are here and open for business. You know what I did? Culture.
Oh, yeah. You went to Century 2.
Aren't you kind of proud of me?
Is that culture, though?
A Broadway play? Of course it's culture.
Is it?
A Broadway play. You understand this is one of the most popular plays in America.
I get it.
Beautiful.
Carol King. Well, tell us about it. Let's hear some more.
Filled with 2.5 hours of music, remarkable singers.
Who played James Taylor?
James Taylor was not in the play.
Shouldn't he have been?
They did sing You Got a Friend. She sang it. But he was not represented. The Temptations were.
What was their part in her story? What did they do for her? Just did they sing with her?
Of course they sang.
Well, James,
not with her. They sang one of her songs.
Carol King and James Taylor, that's an iconic duo. I can't believe he wasn't represented in the play.
Maybe he was, come to think of it.
I would hope so.
No, he wasn't.
Really?
No.
Well, I need answers on that.
Let me just say that we enjoyed it immensely. My wife loved it. She loves me for taking her, and I'm going to do more of that.
What's next on the agenda?
I don't know, but is it strange for me to say that? Well, I don't know if I'd like all the musicals. They've got one next year called Bandstand. Wouldn't I like that?
Probably. Musicals are pretty fun, usually.
Well, you've never been to one. What's the last musical you attended?
Well, I don't attend musicals, but it's not like I haven't seen movies before.
Then how in the world would you...
Or TV shows.
Huh?
TV shows have been musicals.
I don't know what you're talking about.
My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, that's a musical. It's a TV show. Have you ever watched it?
No.
Well, you should. You'd probably like it.
But anyway, we had a good time.
I'm glad to hear it.
And we got out, and yesterday was just a gorgeous day. Gorgeous
day. It was.
We need more of those. So then I went to baseball practice. You talk about a guy that 64 is still active. Right here, buddy.
How'd practice go yesterday?
We were fine. How'd your practice go?
It was okay. We went to the batting cages afterward.
What are they doing a practice there?
Oh, running. Not a lot of hitting.
Well, they better get to hitting.
I know.
And they better teach pitching.
Trust me. You're speaking.
I'm not throwing anybody under the bus.
You're preaching to the choir.
We're not throwing anybody under the bus.
But we need to do some situational stuff.
Again, here's the keys. You want to coach?
I kind of do, but I don't have time for that.
You kind of do want to take over this
club.
A
little. But I'm not a softball guy, am I? You need to
be. I coach softball. I'm just a coach. The softball team I had was pretty darn good back
in the day. I'm an individual instructor. I don't need to coach a whole group. I can get with your son or daughter, and I'll teach them some things.
Really? What will you? Now, no offense here, but I've never really considered you to be a coach.
I'm an instructor.
What do you instruct?
Well, I was working with the kid yesterday on her swing.
What are you telling her?
Get the lower half going. Get the hips turned. Rotate your hips.
Are you showing her anything?
And the hands will follow. I am. I'm showing her a lot.
And is it improving her hitting?
We're getting there. Her swing's okay. She just needs to get the mechanics down.
I don't know. I don't see
you. She takes an okay swing.
I don't see you as a top-notch coach.
I got ideas overflowing.
Well, I don't see you doing it.
On how to play the game.
You help out the Panthers in League 42, and I don't see you doing a whole lot.
Well, you're the coach.
To be frank.
You're the coach.
Yeah, but you're the coach, too.
I'm a coach.
I want coaches to do whatever they want to do.
You don't think I help them?
You help them with the mental side, the kind of, hey, let's support each other, as I said on the show numerous times.
I said that once. Why is that your overbearing?
That's kind of your mantra. Let's support each other.
Well, they do that, so I haven't needed to say that very much anymore.
Maybe you had an influence on that. I don't know.
Maybe.
So what else did you do over the weekend?
I took a couple bike rides.
You watch any NBA?
I did, actually.
Last night's game was spectacular.
I had people over last
Close.
Night.
Close. I wouldn't say spectacular because it was not a cleanly played game.
It's a good game. A
lot of missed shots.
We watched the fourth quarter, the end of the fourth quarter, and both overtimes. If you're wondering, and I don't know who was on the court at all times, but I know Kyle Lowry fouled out. I know Giannis fouled out, in case you were going to quiz me.
Yeah, I was going to quiz you.
Well, there you go.
So you did watch what you say you watched.
Yeah, and I watched a lot of the Portland Golden State game 3 the other night, too.
Well, that was good for a while, but listen, Portland.
That was Friday night, wasn't it?
Portland's not, it was Saturday. Portland's not in the hunt. Let's just be real.
No, and they're finished. 3-0, it's over. You're done. Toronto made it a series a little bit, but Milwaukee's still going to win that. They had to hold on with Giannis not doing much yesterday.
Fred VanVleet, who got a lot of minutes yesterday because of the aforementioned fouling out of Kyle Lowry, only 1 of 11 from the field. He has not shot the ball particularly well for a stretch of time in the playoffs for sure. But he brings so many intangibles. I just enjoy watching the kid play, and I know he's not a mainstay on this team right now. I know he's going through struggles at the absolute wrong time of the year. In this series versus the Bucks, he's 4-for-20 from the field. In the previous series, it wasn't a whole lot better, 23-for-24. So he's just not shooting the ball right now.
That's really bad. That's too bad for Fred. I didn't know his numbers were that poor, but he was on the floor yesterday because Lowry was fouled out, and he didn't hurt him. So
I'll say this about Fred. He's not afraid. Fred's not afraid to shoot. He shot the open, and he made a big one yesterday. Did you remember that? Do you remember seeing that?
No.
So I question how closely – you watched
well,
the game.
Well, we were going back and forth.
To what?
Well, we were watching Money in the Bank. We had people over.
You're kidding.
Why?
You're going to Money in the Bank over
yeah.
it? I knew there was going to be something that set me off.
Why would that set you off?
I just had that
off?
Feeling. Because it's an NBA conference championship.
Okay.
And Money in the... When are you going to give up on the
WWE? We watched both.
Is it true that Brock Lesnar won Money in the Bank?
Yes.
When are you going to give up on this and just quit supporting it?
I don't know.
What lack of imagination is there in this thing?
Brock Lesnar winning Money in the Bank is not the call I would have...
He wasn't even entered.
Right. It was not a good decision.
But they never make good decisions.
I'm aware of that.
Stop supporting them.
I probably should.
It's time for people just to say, you know what, I'm tuning out until you figure it out.
Well, they may never figure it out. Vince McMahon is an old, old man.
And so that's the reason.
Yeah, that is the reason.
So Vince's age is the reason for the decline of
the... Of course.
That's offensive.
He's an out-of-touch old guy.
You understand that that's offensive?
No, because it's the truth. The truth can never be offensive.
Your thought on old people is that they're of no viability.
No, I said he's of no viability.
You say that a lot on this show.
Well, when you're out of touch, old people lose touch quicker than young people, right? So generally speaking, old people are more out of touch than young people, but he is particularly out of touch. He's been in a bubble his whole life.
I think that's a tremendous bias.
Well, then he should
do
better.
You would not say that about any other group.
Yes, I would. If somebody's out of touch.
You would not have a bias like that. I mean, to me, as a 64-year-old man, I do take offense to it.
Why?
And I'm guessing others in our audience take offense to it as well.
Well, then they can take offense to it.
I'm certain all your fellow millennials are out there.
So if a product is bad...
Just as wrapped up in themselves as you are wrapped up in yourself.
If a product...
I'm sure they're out there thinking... Speak for us, Jeff.
If a product is bad, don't you blame the person who's controlling the product?
Is this product bad?
No. I don't think so.
But when it turns bad, are you going to blame me?
Yes, of course.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, you're the one that would take it to being bad.
How do you figure?
I keep you above water.
Not necessarily.
You're drowning every day on this show.
I don't think so.
And I throw you a life raft. And one of these days, I'm not going to throw that life raft.
I don't need a life raft.
I'm just going to say, you know what? Drown.
Okay. I look forward to it. I'm okay with that.
But to just automatically say that the reason for the WWF's lack of creativity is because Vince McMahon's... Oh, what about the XFL?
What about it? It failed after 1 year.
Yeah, he's bringing it back.
And that's the only thing that gives people in WWE hope, their fans, is that he'll divert so much attention to that that... WWE will have no choice but to improve.
But you guys are sitting around watching this product last night.
Yeah, we had a get-together.
Now, how'd Aaron deal with Bayley not only winning, with her winning Money in the Bank and then capitalizing on being the SmackDown Women's Champion?
Well, she was thrilled, of course.
Was she running around the house happy?
No, not quite to that level. Maybe she doesn't care about it as much anymore. I don't know.
Well, what were your thoughts? You were with her.
But my friend Randy brought his kids over, and she seemed a lot more interested in playing with them outside than watching the wrestling with us.
Good for her. Maybe this generational thing with both families will cut off now.
What do you mean?
Maybe the Griffiths will finally grow out of this, although I have no hope for Scott. And maybe you'll finally... start to show some signs.
Why? Randy watched it with us.
Yeah, but he's just there for the camaraderie.
Okay, so
you
am
and
I.
Scott are deeply involved.
Not really.
Oh, yeah. You are, Jeff, whether you want to admit it or not.
Well, I follow it.
Now, well, by the way, any communication from your friend Jason Eady?
Nope.
Have you reached out again?
Nope.
Not going to.
Unlikely. I can't say
bring
never.
Bring the listeners up today.
I can't say never, but I...
You reached out hoping to do some things for him online.
Yes. To do a radio, an audio show for his Patreon patrons, all 13 of them.
So you were hoping that you could help him.
And I said, can I share an idea with you? And he said, yes, absolutely. I'd love to hear it. So I shared this idea, and then I said, hey, I followed up, and then nothing. No response.
What are the possibilities of why he's not following up?
Trust me, I've had this conversation. There's only basically two.
There are three. One, because you don't want to acknowledge the third.
No, I understand. He hasn't seen it.
Okay, that's one.
He doesn't care, and he finds it overbearing.
He feels as though
I've what's the phrase?
Crossed the line.
Jumped
the shark. Whatever.
I can't think of it now.
What are you trying to think of?
Overstepped my bounds. There it is.
Well, that's jumping the shark,
yeah,
isn't it?
No, jumping the shark is losing viability.
I think jumping the shark is going
overstepped my bounds.
Way too far.
But I haven't overstepped my bounds. So
but if he views that you have, you have. Anyway, good luck on that. It's a life lesson for you.
What is the lesson?
The life lesson for you is don't get so wrapped up in these people.
Yeah, okay.
Seriously.
And why, though?
Here's the show today. My sad sack son notwithstanding. And listen, maybe he'll still reach out. Who knows?
Unlikely.
At 425, Paul Sullentrop from GoShockers.com, the Roundhouse. We haven't talked to Paul in a while, so we'll get with him. At 445, a World Series of Faceoff qualifier. We changed the schedule around a little bit to accommodate one of our guests, and that is Reed Forgrove from CBSSports.com, Forgrave, who will be joining us at 5 o'clock from his hotel room in Toronto where he's covering the Eastern Conference Finals. So it'll be interesting to get his thoughts on now a series that is 2-1 in favor of the Milwaukee Bucks. At 525, Todd Olmstead, Derby High School baseball coach, the Panthers and Campus Colts, hooking up in the first round of the Class 6A tournament coming up Thursday, weather permitting. And let me tell you, this is the worst week you could possibly have for rain.
Not good.
State track, state softball, state baseball.
It seems like it happens just about every year, though, that we run into some difficulties with spring
sports late in
the season.
Well, this rain today is just nuts.
Well, yeah, we're going to get 3 to 5 inches, which is crazy.
We already had 3 to 5 inches.
No, I don't think yet. I think it's supposed
but
to rain
in
most
the
of the night.
In the last 2 weeks, we've had 20 inches, it feels like. Have you seen the river?
Yeah, I love high rivers for some reason.
Yeah, you'll love them when they get too high.
Not really, but it fascinates me. The height of a river fascinates me.
Tell me more about that.
I don't know.
I want to know more about that. Usually I don't want to know a whole lot more about your thoughts. This one I want to know.
Well, I always sat up in the press box at Lawrence Dumont Stadium with a view of the river, and for whatever reason, I just liked when it was high. I found that fascinating. That means it had rained recently. When it got low, hey, we got to have some rain.
Couldn't you tell it rained?
We need some rain when it gets low.
Well, that's how rivers work.
Yeah, but that always fascinated me. Can I share something with you that you'll just make fun of me for? And
Oh, I love these things. Go ahead.
Well, after our little thing,
do you not want me to make fun of
you?
Is that what you're saying?
You'll just say it's not.
But tell me this: do you want me not to make fun of you after this statement you're about to make?
I don't care. I believe that it will last. But after our little thing on Friday,
what thing on Friday?
My little meltdown and what the people, being jerks to me. I've not deleted Twitter, but I've deleted Twitter from my phone.
That won't last.
Yeah, it will. I've found less, even as the last 3 days have gone on, less of a need to check Twitter on my phone.
Well, I will say this. I don't believe it will last because I know you, but I am proud of you for that step.
I think it will last.
Well, I hope, but I know you.
I don't think I need Twitter on my phone. I can interact here during the show, and that's good. People want to tweet at me
but
during the
show. But you'll want to see if you got – well, listen. I hope that sticks.
Thank you. I think it will.
Did you talk to anybody about doing it, or did you just do it?
Talked to my wife.
What'd she say?
She said, I hope you do.
Because she's tired of you being on Twitter.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great – why would I make fun of that?
Because you said, like you said, it won't last, but I believe that it will.
I don't think it will last. If I was putting odds on it, I'd say there's a 25% chance that in a month
it'll still be
deleted. You won't be on Twitter, or you will be, whatever I'm trying to say.
That I won't
still
be. There's
a 75% chance that you'll be back to Twitter in a month.
I'm still on it. I'll interact during the show.
But I mean on your phone.
There's no need.
But you will feel the need. You go in fits and spurts on this stuff.
I won't feel the need. I don't think there is a need. There is no need.
I hope not.
Everything I need to know I can find on CNN.com or ESPN.com. What's the news? What's going on in sports?
I hope so. For your sake.
And let's go try my Indians block.
Did my assertion that you were hooked on Twitter have anything to do with it?
Yeah, I don't want to be viewed that way.
That it was an obsession.
It's not an obsession. I just didn't want to be viewed
that way.
That
you were addicted to Twitter.
Not addicted. Just
but
didn't...
I said you were. Did it have any effect?
No.
Now we'll find out how addicted you are.
I can interact here during the show. That's all I need. I'll catch up, and then I'll go home, and I won't need to worry about it. I think that'll be great for my mental health.
Oh, I love it for your mental health. Can I ask our friend Tom, do you think he'll stick to it?
It's kind of an eh.
Yeah, we'll see.
How determined are you?
But just like I thought Jason Eadie was going to respond and I'd have a big announcement, and I thought that that would come to fruition, me saying that I've given up Twitter on my phone, I believe in that. So I don't think I'll go back on it.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, congratulations.
On my phone. I can tweet right now from the computer.
I understand that, but you are always on Twitter on your phone.
And I don't operate a computer at home, so it's all good.
I just can't wait to see.
Well, you'll see.
All right, we need a break. When we come back, Paul Sullentrop from the Roundhouse, GoShockers.com, Wichita State Communications. Back in a minute, The Drive, right here on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.